The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. The Nittany Lions are 4-2 in conference play and 7-3 overall. Penn State hosts Michigan on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, just open up the questions, guys.
Sounds good. We'll take questions at this time.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Coach, as you've begun your homework here and your video work with Michigan, what has stood out on film so far?
Well, I think the first thing is when you just look at the depth charts and you look how veteran they are. I think they have 18 senior starters, 23 out of 25 starters are juniors or seniors. That's the thing that stands out. They're a big physical team. We thought they were really talented on defense last year. Everybody's pretty much back. You know, and their defense has played well all year long, number 1, 2, or 3 in the country. Put their offense in a lot of really good positions, and now their offense is building confidence and playing really well now as well. So, you know, tremendous challenge, and looking forward to it.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question. And our next question comes from the line of Bill Bender with Sporting News.
Hey, Coach. In the preseason, there was a lot of expectations for the Big Ten East and talk of a resurgence. And I just wanted to get your thoughts. Do you think that's happened?
I think it's definitely happened. I mean, you think about last year before the season started, the conversations about the Big Ten, you know, compared to the conversations that we have now. They're completely different. I think, you know, the coaches that we have in this league, the sick of the fall season, the way this season has played out, you know, the way coaches are recruiting, you know, the development of programs, I think, you know, you can make an argument that, you know, this side of the conference is as competitive as any conference in the country.
Thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question.
Coach, your team enters the last 2 weeks of the season here still with the chance, with everything to play for in terms of, you know, potential division titles, potential berth in the Big Ten championship game. How do you approach that with your team? You know, is that something you discuss at all, or do you just continue to focus 1 week at a time and figure those things take care of themselves?
Yeah, no, we don't do that. We talk about, you know, 1 game at a time. This game is probably a little bit more significant than most for us because this is senior day for us. The last time these seniors are going to run out Beaver Stadium. You think about all these seniors have been through in the last 4 to 5 years. They've probably been through more than what most programs go through in 20 years. So, you know, this is special for us. You know, these guys kind of were the glue to this program that held us, you know, held this program together when we needed them the most. And I think, you know, going out and playing well on Saturday and having a whiteout, you know, sold out stadium with our fans and alumni showing how important these guys have been to Penn State football specifically, you know, would be a heck of a way to end it for these guys.
Coach, you mentioned the whiteout. Obviously, that's a special environment that your players have the opportunity to play in front of, you know, even more so than a normal week. Can you just talk a little bit about what the environment is like specifically at that whiteout game for someone who maybe hasn't seen it before?
Well, our fans typically, you know, identify whiteouts with night games. You know, we don't control that. You know, it's an afternoon game, but still, I think, you know, whenever you can walk into a stadium, there's 107,000 people in there. And everybody is unified, wearing white together, and supporting each other. Special, you know, day. I know talking to a lot of places and a lot of coaches that I've been with, you know, they say the whiteout at Penn State, you could make an argument, is the, you know, the best environment in college football, or if it's not, it's in the top, you know, 2 or 3. And, you know, we're undefeated at home, and we've fed off of that energy, and we plan on doing that again on Saturday.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you. You too.